Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, about to get underway. But don't forget, the Cleveland Browns single game tickets go on sale next Tuesday, August 12th at 10 a.m. on clevelandbrowns.com. Tickets are limited, so don't forget, that's next Tuesday, August 12th at 10 a.m. to get your single game tickets. Johnny Manziel had one of his best practices since joining the Cleveland Browns yesterday when he was working exclusively with the first team, and he spoke with the media after yesterday's practice, and we're going to give you some of those highlights now. First question up, how was it, Johnny, to run with the ones?
To run with the ones, it's a different pace. It's a different regime, really. So getting comfortable with them is just as important as any other group that's out there. So I think it's a great opportunity for me and one that I'm learning a lot from and having fun with.
You know, and I like that answer because it shows the level of maturity, I guess, and thinking that he has put into this, that he's seeing it kind of the way everyone else sees it. This is your first opportunity to do this. It's not going to be perfect because it's new. He's not making any excuses, but he's kind of calling it like it is. And the fact is that he is excelling, showing progress, feeling comfortable about it. I think that's what that reflects, those comments, right? He seems to be a guy who, because it shows on the field, and we've talked about his body language, and now just the way he's addressing it. And in fact, he was asked, how do you feel out there?
I mean, it feels a lot more comfortable. I mean, there's still a long way for me to go, obviously, but I mean, like I said a week ago, I felt like if I kept working on this stuff, kept getting more and more familiar with a certain play call, a certain formation, a certain concept, then in due time I would get better at certain concepts, and there's still a lot left for me to go.
And it's good, and he knows there is still learning to be done, but the progress he's making, I think, has been very, very quick. As you said yesterday, he's in the passing lane now, which I love that analogy. Brian Hoyer still certainly in the lead, obviously, but Johnny Manziel doing well because, in part, he is picking things up, I'd say, rather quickly. That's been one of the things that stood out when talking to the coaches and players of the team, just how quickly he is ramping things up. And he was asked about that, if he feels that that's the case, that he's picking things up quickly.
I wouldn't say super quickly. I mean, I'm picking things up at a quick pace, but not, I wouldn't say overly more than anybody else.
I think it's just the repetition. What he's basically saying and what we're seeing is a guy who, just because of the day-to-day, not just on the field, but in the meeting room, what his iPad shows him every day, is it's starting to sink in because he's reviewing the material that he's been force-fed, and that's the only way the learning goes in the NFL. You're pretty well force-fed this stuff because of the limited time that teams have with players due to the off-season rules as collectively bargained. But going back to the first time he set foot in this facility once he was drafted in the off-season, from that point till now, he has seen enough of this material, reviewed enough of this material, heard enough from Dow Loggins, his quarterback's coach, and Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator, that I think you just start to, by rote, start to pick this stuff up.
Right, and that's the thing. It's more the progress, and I think when he talks about learning things quickly, it's about how comfortable he can get with the information so that when he is on the field, he is able to process what he sees quickly. That's right. The big difference, and you can still see it. You know, Brian Hoyer is able to go from read one to read three very quickly. Johnny Manziel, when his first read is open, is very effective. Second read, yes, he can get there as well, but getting all the way through to three reads and doing that quickly, that's where he can still have some problems. So
he's not a three-read quarterback right now.
No, but compared to where he was in, say, the OTAs and minicamps, he's come a very long way. So the trajectory,
sure,
you know, is good.
And like you said, the word quickness, as it applies to his learning process, I think you got to define it here. There is a tight schedule. The timetable to get to up to speed, fully up to speed, to where you could be trusted to start, is tight. To say that you need to have this all down in 2 weeks now, less than 2 weeks, you got to have it down after the second preseason game for a team that wants to name its starter by the third preseason game, creates for any rookie, and this is not a Johnny Manziel thing, this is just a rookie quarterback thing, I think it creates a near impossible plan. Unless you went into the year saying he's going to be our starter, we're going to live with everything, we're going to just teach him at the pace we're teaching him, but no matter what, he will start, and this team has done that before with rookie quarterbacks. They're not doing it with this guy unless something should change that dramatically in the next couple of weeks, and I'd say right now the odds are favoring, because of that schedule, just that schedule alone, the odds favor Brian Hoyer getting the job.
No question. One thing that I'm really curious about in this game on Saturday is how long does Brian Hoyer play? How long do the ones play? Because typically in a first preseason game, it's a series or two, but we heard Mike Pettine say that, you know, yes, he understands he's assuming a little more risk, but they need these reps. It's not like Brian Hoyer's that experienced. So how long do you expect to see Brian Hoyer out there?
I think a minimum of two series, but it will depend on the length of those series. Okay, so if you have either a turnover in one of them, or hopefully a quick couple of big plays that set up a touchdown or a field goal, and they say, you know, that was good, but it was very quick. We didn't really get to see and run a lot of stuff. Because remember, you're not just trying to get the reps for the quarterback. It matters for everybody. This line learning a new blocking scheme. These running backs, Ben Tate learning all the timing. And, you know, how soon do you get Terrence West in there? He probably would run with the twos, I'm guessing. But for right now, everybody who is running with the ones needs that exposure and that experience beyond Brian Hoyer, beyond the quarterbacks. But my guess is a minimum of two, and it probably wouldn't shock me if it went to three series. Again, length being the key here. And how long does that take you? Because that it probably would take you, if not deep into the late into the first quarter, then probably into early into the second quarter. And I can envision a scenario where Hoyer is the starter into, say, the first part of the second quarter. However, whether that's the continuation of a series or the start of a new series or whatever. And then you're putting Manziel in, and Manziel goes till halftime and perhaps starts the third quarter. And then you go from there with Tyler Thigpen. And I don't know if Connor Shaw gets any time at all. I'm guessing Thigpen would finish it out. That would be my guess. I'm not working on any inside information here. But that I can envision a scenario like that.
Well, the good news is I'll have the opportunity tonight on the Coach Mike Pettine Show on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
On that show. I'm going to ask him those questions.
Ask him flat out.
I will.
And pin him down. Don't let him slide out of here without
telling you. He can say whatever he wants. I'll ask the question. That's as far as it's going to go, Notorious. That's
turn it into a, you know, like
a grilling.
A grill
start,
session.
So I should start off my first
say, hey,
show.
What
with,
are you here for? Yeah, start it off
Mike
on Patton, that note.
On the Mike Pettine Show. And
Mike, we want answers.
We want
and
answers.
We want them now.
And I'll be
like a prosecuting attorney.
I will not be long for the Mike Pettine Show, I think, under those circumstances. Wait.
Well, no. I want you to be long for the Pettine Show.
It doesn't sound like it, Notorious.
I do my thing. No. I do my thing Wednesday
you
night.
You want to pick up the Thursday night, too?
I mean, no offense. I love it. I love it. But you can have the long night tonight. I get the extra long night Wednesday. That's how this works out.
It seems like you're angling for it. That's
no,
all I'm sensing. You want
I
me
want you to
it.
Get in. I want you to bust through with something like that. It'll be the talk of the town.
Oh, yes, indeed. All right. We're going to play a little fact or fiction when we return. Phil Taylor still scheduled to join us at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.